Esta es la lección 29 de Pimsleur, Inglés Norteamericano 1.
Listen.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Carlos. I'm fine, thanks. And how are you?
Not bad.
Now, ask what that means.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
La palabra
bad.
The word bad.
Eso quiere decir mal.
That means mal. That means mal.
Try to say
nada mal. Diga literalmente no mal.
Not bad. Not bad. Not bad.
Say that you understand now.
I understand now.
¿Cómo le dice usted a alguien que no entiende?
I don't understand. I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Say again.
Nada mal.
Not bad. Not bad.
Now say.
Estamos aquí.
We're here.
Durante unos días.
For a few days. For a few days.
Diga que ustedes están aquí durante unos días.
We're here for a few days.
Ask how long.
How long? How long?
Ahora pregúntele, ¿cuánto tiempo se van a quedar?
How long are you going to stay? To stay. Going to stay. How long are you going to stay?
Say,
nos vamos a quedar.
We're going to stay. We're going to stay.
Durante unos días.
For a few days.
Entonces.
Then.
Vamos a irnos.
We're going to leave.
Vamos a Boston.
We're going to Boston.
Juntos.
Together.
No tenemos mucho tiempo.
We don't have much time. We don't have much time.
Tengo $200.
I have $200.
Pero.
But.
No necesito nada.
I don't need anything.
Mi esposo no necesita nada.
My husband doesn't need anything.
Y no tenemos mucho tiempo.
And we don't have much time.
Vamos a quedarnos.
We're going to stay.
Durante unos días.
For a few days. We're going to stay for a few days.
Unas semanas.
A few weeks.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
La palabra
weeks.
The word weeks.
That means semanas.
Try to say
una semana usando el número.
1 week. 1 week.
¿Cuánto tiempo?
How long?
Durante una semana.
For 1 week. For 1 week.
Vamos a quedarnos.
We are going to stay.
Durante una semana.
For 1 week.
Juntos.
Together.
Y entonces.
And then.
Vamos a irnos.
We're going to leave.
¿Cuánto tiempo hace que están ustedes aquí?
Listen and repeat.
How long have you been here? Been. Been. Have been. Have you been? How long? How long have you been here? How long have you been here?
Note que usted utilizó la palabra
have
nuevamente. Esta palabra se usa con
been
para indicar que alguien ha estado en un lugar por algún tiempo y sigue estando ahí. Pregunte otra vez, ¿cuánto tiempo hace que ustedes están aquí?
How long have you been here? How long have you been here?
Desde hace unas semanas. Diga
for.
For a few weeks. For. For a few weeks.
Pregúntele a la mujer, ¿cuánto tiempo hace que ella está aquí?
How long have you been here? How long have you been here?
Usted quiere decir, estoy aquí desde hace unas semanas.
Try to say,
estoy aquí.
I have been here. Have been. I have been here. I've been here. I've been here.
¿Notó usted la contracción? Usted va a utilizar esta contracción de
I have
en ese contexto. Ahora trate de decir, estoy aquí desde hace unas semanas.
I've been here for a few weeks. I've been here. I've been here for a few weeks.
Say again.
Estoy aquí desde hace unas semanas.
I've been here for a few weeks.
Ahora, trate de preguntarle cuánto tiempo hace que ella está en Boston.
How long have you been in Boston? How long have you been in Boston?
Desde ayer. Primero, ayer.
Listen and repeat.
Yesterday. Day. Day. Ter. Yester. Yester. Yesterday.
Say,
ayer.
Yesterday.
Desde ayer.
Listen and repeat.
Since yesterday. Since. Since. Since yesterday.
Say again.
Desde ayer.
Since yesterday.
Try to say.
Estamos aquí desde ayer. Use la contracción de
we have.
We've been here since yesterday. We've. We've. We've been here since yesterday.
¿Qué compró usted ayer?
Listen and repeat.
What did you buy yesterday? Buy. Buy. Did. Did. Did buy. Did you buy? What did you buy yesterday?
Note la palabra
did.
Esta palabra interrogativa se usa para indicar algo que alguien hizo en el pasado. Pregunte nuevamente, ¿qué compró usted ayer?
What did you buy yesterday?
Ahora, escuche y repita la respuesta.
I bought something. Bought. Bought. I bought something.
Pregúntele qué compró ella.
What did you buy? What did you buy?
Say,
yo compré algo.
I bought something. I bought something.
Listen and repeat.
Did buy, bought. Did buy, bought. What did you buy? I bought something.
Ask,
¿qué compró usted ayer?
What did you buy yesterday?
Try to ask,
¿qué hizo usted ayer?
What did you do yesterday? Do. What did you do? What did you do yesterday?
Answer,
compré algo.
I bought something.
Ask,
¿qué compró usted?
What did you buy? What did you buy?
Algo para beber.
Listen and repeat.
Something to drink. Something to drink.
Compré algo para beber.
I bought something to drink.
Compré algo de vino.
I bought some wine.
Y un periódico.
And a newspaper.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
La palabra
newspaper.
The word newspaper.
That means periódico.
Say
periódico. Repita lo que dice la locutora.
Newspaper. Paper. Paper. News. News. Newspaper. A newspaper. A newspaper.
Diga que usted compró un periódico.
I bought a newspaper. I bought a newspaper.
¿Un periódico norteamericano?
An American newspaper? An American newspaper?
Sí, un periódico norteamericano.
Yes, an American newspaper.
Y yo compré algo para beber.
And I bought something to drink. And I bought something to drink.
Ask,
¿cuánto tiempo hace que está usted aquí?
How long have you been here? How long have you been here?
Answer.
Desde ayer.
Since yesterday.
Estoy aquí desde ayer.
I've been here since yesterday.
¿Qué hizo usted ayer?
What did you do yesterday? What did you do yesterday?
Compré algo de vino.
I bought some wine.
Algo de vino caro.
Some expensive wine. Some expensive wine.
Y un periódico norteamericano.
And an American newspaper. An American newspaper.
Try to say,
eso no está nada mal.
That's not bad. Not bad. That's not bad.
Say,
mi esposo no tiene vino.
My husband doesn't have any wine.
Compré algo de vino.
I bought some wine.
Para mi esposo.
For my husband.
El periódico es para mí.
The newspaper is for me. For me.
Y el vino es para él.
Listen and repeat.
And the wine is for him. 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 For him. The wine is for him.
How do you say
para él?
For him.
Say again.
El vino es para él.
The wine is for him. The wine is for him.
Compré también algo de café.
I bought some coffee, too.
El café es para mi amiga Mary.
The coffee is for my friend Mary.
El café es para ella.
Listen and repeat.
The coffee is for her. 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 For her. The coffee is for her.
Say,
es para ella.
It's for her. For her. It's for her.
Say,
el vino es para él.
The wine is for him. For him.
Say,
el café es para ella.
The coffee is for her. For her.
Así se pregunta, ¿le gusta el vino?
Listen and repeat.
Do you like wine? You like. Do you like? Do you like wine?
Note que él se sobreentiende.
Ask again.
¿Le gusta el vino?
Do you like wine? Do you like wine?
Now try to say.
Me gusta.
I like. I like.
Me gusta el vino.
I like wine. Yes, I like wine.
Say,
me gusta, me gustaría.
I like, I'd like. I like, I'd like.
Say,
me gusta el vino.
I like wine. I like wine.
Now say,
me gustaría algo de vino.
I'd like some wine. I'd like some wine.
Ask,
¿le gustaría algo de vino?
Would you like some wine?
Answer,
no, gracias.
No, thanks.
No quiero nada.
I don't want anything.
Pero a mi esposo le gustaría una cerveza.
But my husband would like a beer.
Say,
aquí está una cerveza.
Here's a beer.
Es para él.
It's for him. It's for him.
How do you say?
Es para ella.
It's for her. It's for her.
Ahora, imagínese que usted llegó ayer a Boston. La ciudad le gusta mucho y usted piensa quedarse unas semanas. Usted está hablando con Mrs. Johnson, a quien lo acaban de presentar.
Answer her questions. Answer her questions.
I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Martinez. How long have you been here?
Since yesterday. I've been here since yesterday.
What did you do yesterday?
Dígale que usted compró algo para su esposa.
I bought something for my wife.
How long are you going to stay in Boston?
For a few weeks. I'm going to stay for a few weeks.
Dígale, me gustaría quedarme durante 4 semanas.
I'd like to stay for 4 weeks.
Pero no tengo mucho tiempo.
But I don't have much time.
Do you like Boston?
Yes, I do. I like Boston very much.
En esta lección de inglés norteamericano 1, se incluyen ejercicios de lectura.